Our next feature is by David Clayton, who had a chat with the illusionist Chris North. David explains how coming second in a popular TV programme can be good news.
When does coming second make you the real winner? Ask magical illusionist Chris North, because back in 1976, when he walked away from his appearance on TV's New Faces, watched by 18 million viewers, he hoped he might pick up a few more bookings from the television exposure. He also hoped his fees might go up 10 or 20 quid a night. Then, as luck would have it, the winner was disqualified because he'd already been on the rival TV talent show Opportunity Knocks, and that wasn't allowed. So Chris and his glamorous assistant Jill were belatedly declared the winners. It was a juicy scandal, and the national newspapers were all over the story for days. "You couldn't buy that sort of publicity. It was amazing," recalls Chris. They were winners in more ways than one. Bookings came flooding in and our fees quadrupled. It was a golden time for the couple, including winning a national award for the top speciality act. A decade or so earlier, Chris was working as a photographer at one of the East Coast holiday camps. That involved dressing up as a clown and working with the entertainers. With the encouragement of Al Roberts, who with his wife Dorothy ran the shows for the children, Chris picked up some magic tricks and worked on an act of his own, often with Lynn, his wife at the time. One thing led to another. He started to get more bookings and branched out into shows for grown-ups too, albeit nervously. "I did my first show for adults at the Park Hotel in Diss. I did 25 tricks in 25 minutes and never moved from the microphone," he laughs. More work came his way. There was a summer season at the old open-air marina at Yarmouth with ventriloquist Brian Chamberlain. "We did 5 mornings a week for £5 a day. I doubt we played to more than 50 people each day." As the 60s turned into the 70s, Chris had found a new assistant, Jill, who he later married. "We started working in the northern clubs. There were plenty of bookings and not too many other magic acts to compete with. It was a hard slog at times. I remember we turned up at a club somewhere in Yorkshire and the concert secretary said, 'Where's the other one? I booked 3 people, Chris, North and Jill. They'll probably want to dance to your last spot.'" They clearly thought they were getting a musical trio. The misunderstanding was cleared up, and in the end, the magic show went down well. The working men's clubs gave way to bigger and better cabaret venues, theatres and summer seasons. Then those new faces-inspired TV appearances propelled Chris and Jill into the lucrative corporate functions and cruises. "We became known for a clever illusion called the Zigzag Lady," Chris tells me. You've probably seen it, where the assistant gets into a full-length cabinet split into 3 sections and the middle part is pushed right over to one side to the astonishment of the audience. The assistant, in this case Jill, appears to have no torso. It was invented by magician Robert Harbin and he was booked to perform it on a world cruise but unfortunately fell ill and had to be flown home. We'd done it on TV quite a few times, so we're asked to replace him on the Canberra. Cruise work was plentiful, and Chris was still doing it up until 12 years ago. Along the way, Chris North and Jill turned into Chris North and Nicola. She was a dancer who he met when she was appearing in a show at Yarmouth's Britannia Pier. Nicola became his next assistant. He confesses to being a skilled presenter of magical illusions rather than a technical magician. That skill has served him well for 5 decades, but times and styles change. The flared, sequined costumes, glamorously clad assistant and flamboyant stage presentation have been adapted over the years. "You have to be fresh all the time," says Chris. "In the last decade or so, I've presented comedy magic, even rock magic shows." Chris, with his wife now, Belinda, have their own production company putting shows into theatres and holiday centres. She appears as magician Tracy Trickstar, while Chris has conceived a magic show which captures the mystery and drama of a bygone age. The Victorian Conjurer is his latest novel reincarnation, proving he's always adapting and reinventing himself. "It was a niche in the showbiz market. No one else was doing it. It's a different take on a magic show. Some people even dress up in Victorian costumes to come along," he tells me. Now in his early 70s, Chris North can look back on some memorable showbiz moments. He's worked with Morecambe and Wise, Frankie Howard, Del Shannon, Jack Jones and too many more to name drop here. He's amazed audiences as he's travelled the country and travelled the world. I've worked in Japan, around the South Pacific and Australia. Chris has set out from and returned to homes in East Anglia. It's always the place I come back to. Chris North is appearing at the Seagold Theatre Lowestoft with his Victorian magic show, Curious Tales, An Unusual Phenomena, on Saturday, the 23rd of October.
Thank you, David. I think I may have lost track of Chris North's partners and wives somewhere there. To stay on track, you need to be on a tram.